Exposure to lead, especially for children whose bodies are still developing, can lead to brain damage, neurological problems, an increase in aggression and behavioral issues, and slowed development. That knowledge has led to the removal of lead in things like paint, plumbing pipes, food cans, and automobile gasoline. But it's still used to fuel certain airplanes. Some 170,000 piston engine aircraft consume tens of millions of gallons of leaded fuel annually, making up to two-thirds of lead emissions today, and exposing some 16 million people in neighboring communities across the country to the toxin. Eastside San Jose is one of those communities.
We find that children residing east of the airport present with blood lead levels that are significantly higher than all other sampled children.
Dr. Sami Zaran is a professor and associate chair in the Department of Epidemiology at Colorado State University. He's a senior academic for Santa Clara County's airborne lead study of its Reed Hillview Airport. Zaran says their study shows children who live east and downwind of the airport have greater lead in their blood, and compares those levels to children in Flint, Michigan, who were poisoned by lead-contaminated water.
Residing east of Reed Hillview is associated with a 0.4 microgram per deciliter increase in blood lead levels, equal to a 25% increase over all other sampled children. This margin of difference is equal to the observed difference in sampled children before and during the Flint water crisis.
He estimates 5 million metric tons of lead was emitted from Reed Hillview Airport into the community between 2011 and 2018. 52,000 mainly low-income people live within a mile and a half of the airport, according to Santa Clara County Supervisor Cindy Chavez. She says unlike children in Flint, Michigan, the children's exposure to lead in East San Jose is cumulative on a regular basis.
The thing to remember about Flint, Michigan, and this is really important, this airport has been operating for decades. At the height of the Flint, Michigan crisis, children's blood lead levels were between, I think, 2 and 3 micrograms per deciliter full of lead. That was for a year and a half. We're at about 2 micrograms per deciliter, and this is ongoing, every day, no relief for these kids.
Chavez is calling on federal officials to take action and mandate a switch to unleaded aviation fuel. She's also referring to the study's results in a renewed call for the airport's closure before 2031, which is the earliest it could currently end operations. The Federal Aviation Administration has acknowledged exposure to lead is toxic if inhaled or ingested. It also notes it can adversely impact children's developing brain, including lowering their IQ with irreversible damage. Pediatrician Dr. Stephen Harris says health experts have known for a long time lead is dangerous for children.
Over my 30-plus year career at Valley Medical Center, I've seen a number of children who've been lead poisoned. I've seen the effects. I've seen the effects on their brain development. I've seen the effects on their cognitive abilities, meaning their IQ. Basically, the higher your lead level, the lower your IQ is potentially going to be. And we can't say often enough that there just is no safe level for lead.
The study analyzed more than 17,000 blood lead samples of children 18 years and younger. It's the third study linking airport lead fuel to lead in children. Santa Clara County will hold virtual meetings via Zoom on its study next week. The meetings will be translated simultaneously into Spanish and Vietnamese. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.